Yeah, we saw last week, and the sugya of bitachin is metapo with the sugya of pachad and daiga. So up here the sugya of gemara in brachas daf samach, that mitzad the Torah, be'etzem, there's no be'etzem mokim for a greater feeling of pachad, because it crushes the mensch, it smothers the mensch. When Bracha says, Pachad, Pachtu Betzion Chaitin, Pachad, the overwhelming feel of Pachad, that's Mezeah from Richuch Makadosh Baruch Hu. We saw that Daiger is considered a Machshov Ro. That means, the Chaya Yoim Yoim of an Avreich, of a parent, without a parent, who's responsible for other people's lives. So many decisions, and the family gets bigger, there's so many details. So we meet in our lives, Keseder, Sai Svekas, Sai, so many different recruiters, which is not clear. We have to make decisions, we have to be pale under the circumstance where the future, how it's going to come out, is taken not clear, is not going to look for name. Our days, there's not so much of them of Soros, we'll call it something where taken, not only that the Sophic of 50-50, even looks like it's muchzak, like something extremely bad to worry about. Either a mikra happened and we're afraid it's going to happen again, or there's something in front of us that already started, we're not sure how it's going to finish. And Yivemuch, what happens is, it overcomes, it seizes the mother, the father, the Ish, the Isha, seized by fear, and seized by pachad and daiga. We start thinking about how it's going to end, where is it going to end, and the variables and the different possibilities and the outcomes, there are so many. And we saw that there's two nafkamines usually this happens when we're overcome, we're overtaken by pachad and daiga. Aleph, it eats up, it robs us from akoichas hanefesh, aichas hachayim. We don't have koichas to be mashkiya in whatever we're doing, whatever each person is doing, whatever the many roles that a person has. So if it's learning, if a person has a job, it has to be a good wife, to be a father to the other kids, to be a good neighbor, to take care of your responsibilities in the neighborhood. Your one sorrow eats up your whole yichayichas ha-nefesh, robs you from all yichayichas ha-nefesh. Aleph and Beis, the decisions that you have to make within this sugya itself, you don't have any each of a task to make them in the proper way. You're so pressured. You're such an agiyah and the yichayich, the daiga and the pachad. You don't have a shikavadah. We spoke about last week. Let's move far it a little bit. I want to take it to apply to certain to you a little bit. Let's see what we said last week and go a little lighter. We see a bunch of digmois. We mentioned them a few last week. Let's digmois. It's like all based on different sequences that we had the past bunch of years. There was one tamaisa in the neighbors, one of the neighbors in Yerushalayim. One of the chadarim, pretty famous cheder. Never had a mice with a certain rebbe there. He was found. He was doing the loy mile. This couldn't be shame as achim. And if I remember correctly, remember all the pratim. It was pretty much muhsak, and it was pretty much as bar that it was just a rumor. It was the line was done. And they had a few in the light that some kids did. Now, how do you react to such a situation? So, saying what happened was, is that many. The people involved, the frat, the mother, they were overcome with such fear, such pachad, they didn't know what to do with themselves. You have other kids. You might have to continue sending your kids to this cheder. Even if you're going to send them to another cheder, the fear, once it happened, and you were going to see it, was a chush. It might have been even someone, a kid that you knew. All of a sudden, you're seized by fear. It's illogical. It lurks by the mother. It lurks by the father. And they're not able to concentrate on what they're doing. And there's so many problems, let's just bring out the sugya. There's so many different shayla, the shikudat, you have to make the right decision. Bechlal, such situation. Is the right thing to take the kid out of the cheder? Is it so simple to take the kid out of the cheder? Is it so simple that if one rebbe is the problem of the cheder, so it's very likable that they're not on top of everything over there? Now hear this far, but it's not so simple. You have a kid who's been in one cheder for 4 or 5 years, he's looking at other friends. It's so simple to just uproot him and take him out. I'm not siding either way. In every single situation, there's different But there's a shikul hadas. There's a tremendous amount of shikul hadas. Are you in the right position of menuchas hanefesh to be able to make such a decision? Are you seized by fear? It doesn't allow you to begin to wave the stodim. There's so many problems. There's not like it's only 15 stodim. What about is there chash of chitzos laz when you're doing certain things? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But to make the shikul to weigh. I mentioned two or three stodim. There's only sheer stodim. Let's take a few more examples. Fortunately, very, very common. We've had many times. We have a man who has someone very close to him, immediate family. Nebuch sick in the way that's Nebuchad life planning. A father, the mother, Leilin, who has Yamachla, a brother, a sister. And the husband or the wife, either one of them who has this, they have to continue living their life. It could be a tkufa of years, 2 years, 3 years, it should get better, all of that. To drag on. Now, they have to continue living life. And the outcome, the different scenarios of what could be, just like in my previous case, the mind, the different versions of what could happen at the end of the day, they fly through your mind. So, the mother could die. And what's going to be with your younger brother? And what's going to be with your sister in the shidduch? And what's going to be with this? And did I ever... I can ever really express my feelings to her. Hopefully, am I spending enough time? So many different feelings and decisions also. Again, so many chashuv decisions. Should be fly back to spend time with them. How much time, b'chalal, should I spend calling them, calling the rest of the family, taking out time from my own personal family, my wife and kids? How much time should I go to the kofel every day, take out time from the seder? Tons of decisions to be made. Is there any sort of yishuv hadas in such a situation? A man has a child who's sick, and the level of sickness could vary. Could be, Nebuch, the same thing we just said, someone's had a life-threatening situation. You could have a situation that's not necessarily life-threatening, but can appear in for life. You could have a total mental retardation. You could have a child, children in a coma. You have sometimes even a spider. You have vision impairment, hearing impairment. But these things, just ask a mother, the amount of different things about the traffic and makes in life, complications of so many problems. If you go in a natural way, you're overcome with fear and again, all the different things in your future, they start falling in front of your eyes. And it happens again and again and again and again. And again, what's going on? What's going on with your other kids? What's going on with your job? What's going on with yeshiva? What's going on with making decisions and just suck yourself? Well, let's take the last example. No, that was very far away from this, but you can envision it when they have to Be'ez Hashem, marry a few children. When you have to marry a few children, how scary it is, what's at stake, and the big decisions that you have to make. The big decisions that you have to make, and when you even actually find the right one, do you know who this person is? Do you know 1,000% you can totally trust? You're giving over your daughter to somebody who's going to live day in and day out with somebody? Have you interrogated them for 2 years to figure out what he is in every single situation? So in these, all of the above situations, I've been involved with people. And unfortunately, the really initiative of people are totally, totally unhealthy with all these figures. Totally, definitely, you mentioned before, there's a certain Tia, the issue is very emotional. She's overcome with daiga and pachad. And they're caught in a situation where they're trying to do as much as they could to take care of the problem. The much as they could to get down to the bottom of the problem, the root of the problem, and guarantee and verify, and there's no way to do that. It's impossible. Here's where bitachin comes into play. Let's go. We're just being the target of the mice we've been with the past bunch of Adam, the those man. First of all, to propel yourself out of the world of him, Bikshu Cheshbainis Rabin, the sun fear with the seichel is working, the wave triggers the seichel, and you try, first of all, to get yourself out of the world, to start realizing that this can't be a mahalach, this is a dead-end mahalach. This mahalach of me trying to tie all loose ends, is it possible? Just take, by me, personally, just speaking out loud, take the last example I said, because I'm talking to the wives now. Try to think about it. Are you really going to be able to verify 100% who your kid marries, and you're going to be able to guarantee your daughter who you are going to expand as Hashem, close to 20 years of your life to raise, you know, which creates the nefesh you put into her, your whole mitzvah is, boss and You're eventually going to have to give her over. Somebody, you're going to have to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is okay. You're going to have to do a certain amount to be ruined, and it's impossible to guarantee he is not an abusive person. It's impossible. If you guarantee he's not abusive, you don't know. Is he an abusive person physically? Could it be a person who drinks eventually? All kinds of things that I don't want to fire it. There's no end. This is a dead-end mahalik. The mahalik that we do strategies to be mavara in our mind, through connections, could be mavara and set up scenarios in life. It's impossible. It's in every situation. There's no way, there's no end. In this cheder, you send to another cheder forever. You're going to be sending your children, your boys and your girls, to different institutions, and you're going to be entrusting them and other people. There's no way to guarantee that there's no tzad, there's no risk. This is one answer. This is what tells us we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is the gain? That affords us. Minuchas HaNefesh. That affords us. That brings us to a matter where we're not caught with Daiga and Pachad. What is Betochen again? What we've been discussing the whole time. What's Betochen? Let's bring it down a little bit of Maisa. Is Betochen that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for sure. I start thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the end that I want, the wanted result. He's going to tie the loose ends. No, that's not what Betochen is. Betochen is that a Moiser man hugs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's bring the tag of the Maisa, what we'll be speaking about for maybe a little more than years. We spoke about it at the beginning of the Vadim. Betochen is realizing that my hanhog is totally Moser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It may be based on the Pasuk, the Getarim that was starting in there. The Pasuk is, David HaMelech says, until this Mo David, David HaMelech says, Gam ki eilech begeid samovet, lo iro ro ki ato imodi. David HaMelech says, Mamish HaSugya, lo iro ro, he's in a situation where there is geid samovet. There's a sakana, there's a sofik, and probably it's more than a sofik, it's an etzara. It's a muhsak, it's a line with David. But David Miller says, I'm not scared, but why? What did he say? Because he knows for sure what's going to happen, though. This is the Hagdara B'Tochen, Ki Ato Imadi. The Hagdara B'Tochen is realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you every single step of the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a Kol Yochel, he's Kol Kul Yitzayv. Look around the world, see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malay Kalaret Chazdas. Look in the street. Look at a mother taking a child in a carriage. Look at her. Look at the chesed, the toiv, how delights in a child, what a gift the child is, what a gift the chalal, a healthy body is. This is an example, a whiff of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulei chesed. He's with you. Nothing is happenstance. Let me get a little maybe a tzir. What does it mean, ki ato imodi? It's going to have a little bit of a modern day tzir in this. Today, things. They talk about this. They have such things that they could take. They have chayshanim, sensors. They could take a sensor that could surgically insert it into a human being, into his hand or something, and they could monitor everything that's going on with it. They could hear it. They could see visual, audio. They could see everything that's going on with it. If you want to get it to see, what do you have to do? You're in this situation. Yes, you have a kid in a cheder where something happened that's scary. You have perhaps a parent who has a machla. There's so many different things that could be. Your child who just came back and he just has been tested, he's here and impaired. The complications in life aren't to know him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 100% with you. You're building Navar, a shirch for your child. And you don't know to believe him, not to believe him, to go, yes, say not. Your daughter's been a shirch for 2 years already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you the entire time. Not only he decides to join you when you make a decision, he's with you. He is aware of everything that's happening to you. He's aware of exactly what you need. And you have that feeling that the situation in front of you cannot happen in a way that's uncharted. There's no way it could run out of hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. What's going to be? I don't know. This was the most comforting feeling to David HaMelech. It removed the Salik all of Europe. Gam ki eilech ki ato imodi. The feeling that we have to remind ourselves in this situation, ato imodi. There's no fear and there's no taiga. Ato imodi. Everything's under control. What does it mean it's under control? Do I know exactly how it's going to end? Why is the fear still there? What do you mean? The Rebbe, they haven't kicked him out of the cheder yet. And if they did kick him out of the cheder yet, it could be another Rebbe to do this. And your child has this problem. You start with this doctor, but who knows what's going to be when he wants to go to school. Is he going to get... There's no way to misad everything. And no, I'm not right now being misad everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. That right away brings the burst of fear in the taiga. That I have to worry and I have to misad or I have to know what's going on. No, I don't have to know. It's only this. Yashlech HaShem B'Havcha. Yashlech HaShem B'Havcha means fear that he's going to have the mother and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. HaShem Imadi, that itself ties off all the doom that in. Now, there's a confusion here. Many times, again, here this time from Ezra's Nashim Alas, many times people say, well, what do you mean? If I'm not going to be nervous and concerned, so then I'm not going to do Mishtalos. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible for me to be calm. What do you mean the Cheder just this happened? The Rebbe, who knows what can happen? It's irresponsible. Did you hear what happened in the Gan last week? You know what type of food they serve in the Tzaron? It's irresponsible for me to not be all nervous. We have to realize, we have to make a split between fear and taiga and shtadlus. The shtadlus you have to make, yes, 100%. The shtadlus has to be made. The shtadlus, proper shtadlus, to take the proper precautions, and sometimes that means removing the child. I mean, Cheshbon is what we'll talk about in a second more, about the decision-making process. But there's a big difference between fear and pachad and taiga, which is an emotion that overcomes the person, that smothers the person, and shtadlus. If you have that feeling of there's no fear, you could be faced with the most bleak situation. Fear, I'm not saying you're happy, you're not holding that, but the sense of fear, the sense of being, I have no idea what's happening. Fear is like a bolt. No. It's a security. The Kol Yochel, the Kol Yochel native, who has entirely the best of plans for me, is with me, everything is happening according to him. Whatever is going to happen is exactly the way it's supposed to happen. Pachad and Yira is no more for it. Now, with that security, I have to go with the Kleva Goyish and make decisions. You have to do a Shabbos. And the reason why I have to do a Shabbos is like we spoke about a bunch of times, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. He didn't say, I'm going to take care of things stam b'derech neis. He said, through a way of a Shabbos. I'm going to be through the Mahalach of Teva, he's going to take, so I have to make. The shtadlus that might require it to speak to this doctor, to that doctor, to change schools, b'chulei, to call another person, to call another shatter, to call another friend, and be ruined for the shaduchim, all of our above situation. Yes, this is a shtadlus, but we have to make a chalukah, a palgino. The ladies can ask their husbands for the title of that, what it means, a palgino. We have to make a split. This fear and daigon, and this is a shtadlus. Corona, we mentioned first, the same thing. Yeah. When you walk out in the street, precautions, there's nothing to do with you. You're not supposed to be seized by fear. If somebody walked, if you took all the precautions that you held were right, when somebody happened to walk by you, say, Hashem control that. It's not you. It's too deep. This is the accent, a tirgum, in the middle of all the mice we spoke about last week. So this helps, first of all, for the ability for a person to not. He has a certain security. He's able to concentrate on the rest of the things in life. He's able to go on with the rest of his life, deal with his other kids, deal with his job, deal with his yeshiva, the mother with her job, whatever you have to deal with, because there's a certain security. Do you know what's going to happen? Because if you know, it's as if you're taken care of. You feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atoy imadi, and you're also able now to start making to weigh the various things that have to make the decision. In the decision process that decides these decisions, you're able to weigh them with the Yishuv Hadas. You're able to weigh them properly with the Siyayis. And here I want to go, Misugya Vesugya, to the next Sugya. And again, this is a big Sugya, the Sugya we think about last week in the beginning of the Vada. It's very Nagir, I said to Avraham extremely. Also, this Sugya, the Vashlom of this, is how to actually make the decision. Make the decision. How do we make the decision? Decision making. Decision making when the Sveikas. The culture came based on having the light that their relationship is spoken. They have to make some of the biggest decisions, life deciding decisions. In the situation, like I mentioned five different scenarios, you have to make sometimes the biggest decisions, the life deciding decisions for your children, for your other family members, your future, your life, going to other situations, you have to make big decisions in life that are far reaching, when to go back there as a soul, when to go into Parnosa, stay in learning, yeah, go to Parnosa, not go to Parnosa, when to go to Parnosa. Big decisions. How does a person make a decision and feel confident in it? It's a little different than the situation we've been talking about until now. Until now, we've talked about the pachad shouldn't make you meshugah. The pachad shouldn't take you over. Just think about the variables, the bad things that could happen. You feel Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take you. But now there's another chud. You have to actually make a decision, feel confident in the decision. You're doing something positive. I made a decision. How do I know to be confident in my decision? Should I be confident in my decision? So again, a little bit of a sugya being dealing with noise in here. Some people think, some people are garish. No, a person doesn't make decisions in life. Every decision should go to another gobble. Not the time to imagine this. We spoke about this many other times. But it's not understood. It's not uncomfortable. Yes, there are definitely certain times after a person that made a decision process and this guy, and he came, he realizes this is the decision that's taka hechafim. Oh, but the holy chiyelech is many, maybe in the early decisions of a person in life, it's totally in him. And there are definitely, and I'll tell my own experience, there are definitely times, every Rosh Mishpacha is called a situation, we have to make a decision, afenot, you have to make on the place, in the hospital, in the delivery room, he's got to make, he's no way he's going to be able to have. How could you make a decision? What's the right way to make a decision? And how could you have, be talking to yourself already, you're so short-sighted, you're so limited. You talk everything telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Quran, yeah. How could a person be feel? And again, this is another sugya, that there's pandemonium, there's bilbul osam, and there's inability to so many young Rosh Mishpachas, fathers and mothers, when they have to make the decision, and they should have such an unhealthy ability to make the decision. This has to do with sugya b'tzochen and b'tzochen also. First thing we have to know, where is that chum of a status? Where are we supposed to? We have to very much get clear where are we supposed to make that decision from. And we have to know that, yes, we may obey, even though it's limited, but clear, that's where Hashem wants to make our decision. And if Hashem wants to make a decision in a certain limited chum, that we have to be sure of our confidence, a betoch in the decision, we may obey to that itself. The first thing, the first Hadrocha, the first Kval we have. In a lot of places, Gemara, come go for a little bus. Initially, Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Kufim and Beis, I'll touch their Tzoras Mocher, ki lo yseida ma'al yeilid yoin, shem ala mocha yinein avanim se mistar alayim shalom. It's talking about a person being mistar of what's going to, person's going to happen. But be'etzen, this is directive from Chazal, don't live in the future. You don't know anything about the future. There's Hoyver, Ovar, Hoyver, and Osid. Osid is the thing that's most, least a muster to a person. When you're making a decision, the chiluk of the future can't be the thrust of the decision. You might have to realize and get Hashara, and get, after you have the Yishvadat, or get the Hashara of what the problem are, a little bit Alpipashtis of the Osid. But we have to first, the Kud of Adurach we have is, we're making a decision, we have to know it should be based bigger on the bulk of what is Mosul Yodah now, what we know by the fact for now. We can't plan and bank on the future. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows in the future. But we have to look in the Hoyver. But let's take it a step further. Bechlau, many times, when a person is in a decision, has to make a big decision, and he feels the decision is impossible, and Taki is impossible, or he has to decide on something that the variables, the loose ends are just so great. Yet at the end of the day, he has to make a decision now. He has to make a decision now, and it's going to have two choice. So many times, there's some strength to make a decision comes in the middle day with realizing that if I do, and I feel, and I make the right decision process, like I've been with most of the Yodi, can you, this middle day is the right decision? And here's where so many people have a problem with this. They say, but what do you mean? Did you check that all the experts in the world? Did you speak to all the people who could help you? And again, Bifrat, my mom was going to mention last week, today we're so mushed by the culture of the Goyim. In America, this is extremely rampant, which is a thrust of being neurotic. Right? Our generation is coming to be Metakin. So you saw him coming to Metakin. All the problems that were in the previous generation. That's Kaki Daki Shalom. All the pitfalls, all the problems that there were in the previous generations, all the kids, the problems of the chule that weren't taken care of in the right way, we are finding ways to take care of better things. But upon him, this rust, there's such a focus on it. But it has led to a tremendous amount of push, a focus on being extra careful and extra neurotic about every single type of loose end that could happen. Upon him, when it comes to a big decision, when it comes to a situation in life, a person many times feels, what do you mean? All right, at the end of the day, I'm limited. There are a lot of people who know much better than me. Let me go to them and let me go to there. And until then, they don't feel like they can make a decision. What happens is, you can't make a decision. And you many times make the wrong decision. I want to bring out what I'm talking about. I'll use a dogma from my own life. We're going to have experience with my last daughter. Bechazdei Aburi had a lot of siyata d'shmaya, but she was diagnosed when we were expecting her with a potentially life-threatening situation. She had a certain, I can't get into too much detail, she had a certain thing which is called a hernia in her diaphragm, a certain piercing in her diaphragm. That's in three scenarios. Sometimes it could be not a big deal, b'chol, simple if it's a certain place, and you know, sometimes it's pushed immediately, it's definitely life-threatening. And sometimes it's a big suffix. And my child had a middle attack. It's a very, very good sign. You know, could be a 50% chance that she wouldn't make it. Of course, the doctor said to abort. It was a very, very, very complicated situation. You know, during the early stages of the dialogue, we found out about it. So, rather, everyone's pushing you around to call all the mother. That's what's in trend today. You have to speak to all the medical askanim and what you should do about this situation. You know, it's obviously based on a lot of hasharas and nasas. Anyways, saying that, I didn't go shopping around much. Like upon one person called for me, somebody said, you know, mentioned maybe we should run. Go to Belgium, someplace, they do this different type of surgery, insural fetus. It wasn't what our doctors were saying, but somebody said it's enabled medical office. And I remember, Rav Shlomo Meiser was like, oh, this is a perfect situation. This again is not such an animosity. I think being a man has something similar to this. Not this situation. These type of decisions are a part of a man's life. They're part of a man's life. You have to make a decision, which potentially the life of your child is probably on this decision. It's not shaming to run, to go to fly to Belgium. You know, 5 days I think it was before Pesach. What about the rest of your family? If you're leaving the rest of your family, your life scattered. And I remember how it was going around, and I had this feeling, I said that going there, beyond the shadow of a doubt, to cover, something that was beyond my tchum. It was a massive, it had a very strong agosha that was, it wasn't what was Muslim in front of me. I remember people saying, but how do you know? The answer is about when a person thinks about it, he's in disguise a little bit, can't be in disguise the whole world, not even in terrible, he doesn't like one or two people, you know, the Baldeas, the Bardas. And you have a certain agosha, this is the right thing to do, because if I go, and I'm going to go all over the place, I'm going to try to cover all grounds, that itself will be an impossibility, and will be Ibn Shlita, that itself is the right decision. That's a position. Are you taking a lot on your plate? Yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and we're able to take a lot on our plate. Many times, a decision, a big decision making could come without this, I'm trying to say, without being mavar ol stadim. We think that mavar ol stadim, and there's another status, I'm the kudah we have to make. We have to make a decision. You don't have to be mavar ol stadim. If mashenir v'fonecha, this is the right decision, and a person made the right decision process, this is Gufo, he has to have a tochen, and he has to be tochen in his decision. And this is mamish such a choshev and nekuda in decision-making. And here we'll come maybe to another nekuda. That's called having a little bit of tochen in yourself. Be tochen in your ability to make decisions. Someone asks, where are the tochen yourself? Or gaiva? The answer is, this all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll mention a bit, Yisoid, one of the biggest makaris is a member from a tzaddik. Remember from Atzalah, this is various, a lot of the kudus in it. Take Hanagel, Menenu. Tzadik says in Memra, Kishem, Tzadik and Tzidka Tzadik, Kishem she'odom mechuyev lahamin ba'akadosh Baruch Hu, kein achar kach mechuyev lahamin ba'atma. Unbelievable Memra, Kishem. First of all, Tzadik says the musik of believing in yourself. But he makes a parallel between the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon and himself. He boys it off the kotik, the aminu ba'asher, the moish avdo. So this is the drash, the chsoid. this pirush in the pasuk. In Ba Hashem, Moshe means the Lord of Moshe, and every year it means believing in a year. But state is a parallel. There's a dual relationship between Amun and HaKadosh Baruch and Amun and ourselves. And I think they feed off of each other. Firstly, where do you get an Amun in yourself? The answer is, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch, you have to believe in yourself. Hooray, it's before many places in Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon Chazal, one place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hemin Ba'olam Ubroi. This is one of the Pshat Merab Amun HaSech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He believes in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and every day returns our Neshama. And he placed us in certain positions in life, in certain positions which demand us a certain backbone, a certain godless order. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't believe in us, what would he be doing here? In the Emun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a connection in the Emun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Emun in ourselves, the Aleph. And it also goes the other way. If a person doesn't have that Emun in himself, I think there's no way he's going to be able to totally be able to have full batach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we're dealing with right now. Because even if you manage to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you always have this cheshbon, I have to make a shtadlus. And you know that if you don't make your shtadlus, you can't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about that a bunch of times. Shasharim, the Chavitah of Ovid. You have to make the proper shtadlus. So one who doesn't believe in himself, and he thinks he made bad decision process, he says, oh, I didn't really know, I wasn't able to get all the studim. I don't have a klorkai. So someone who's always worried about that, believe me, it's extremely rampant. Someone who's not able to make a right decision process, he's never able to totally put it in the Kaddish Baruch's hand. Because you're only able to totally feel secure after you made a decision. Again, even though your decision is not the Kayach HaMachriya, the Kaddish Baruch. But you need to have a clear decision. You have to make the right decision. You have to make a voice. Lefi Yodcha. So how could you feel that you made a right decision? The answer is Kishen, Shalom, Mukhuyiv, Mahamin, Bakadosh Baruch Hu, Mukhuyiv, Mahamin, Asmachal. Why should you believe in yourself? You believe in yourself not because you're just the grace of Anna Omar. You are a grace of Anna Omar. Hashem paid you a grace of Anna Omar. This is the basic idea. Just like, I hope, every healthy person, how does he could believe? How does he have a child? How do you have the right to have a child? You could be a parent. You could be a parent and take care of your child in every single situation. How could you do that? The answer is just to tell yourself, yes, Hashem put me here. Could you be a husband and take responsibility of a wife in every situation among all the other responsibilities that you have? I hope you believe in yourself because of the Baruch Hu put you in. In the same exact way, when the Kaddish Baruch Hu put you in a decision, Kaddish Baruch Hu put you in an emergency room with your child, and you've got to make a decision right now. You don't have time to call nobody. You have to make a decision right now. Kinnire, even in such a situation, you have the ability to make the decision. So what defines a good decision? Defines a good decision is, kefi mashemoser liyotcha, you went through the right steps. Good decision is a person doesn't have as much as he could. His misader is moyach. His misader is yishev adas. He realizes that the weight doesn't bake on him. Again, the decision is just a time. The weight, the thrust is a kadosh baruch is in the sadeh. I just have to go make a good decision process. I have to be shaker. I have to try to get the stud in my ass. If you have time to be misyayit, always kedai to misyayit to somebody. Say over your decision at least to one person who you trust. After that, this is so chashev. Again, I need this. So chashev. And the light have to know once you make a decision, there's no turning back. That's the title of a good decision. A tois atzum. Develop, assume that a good decision is a decision that works out. That's not a good decision. If a good decision is a decision that works out, then again, you're forever in the world of Cheshbon Nes Rabim. You're forever thinking, okay, was my decision right? I'm missing so many ideas. I was not as informed as that doctor, or that Rav, or that Rebbe, or that marriage counselor. If a good decision means a decision that works out, no, that's not a good decision. Once a person learns how to be a decider, he learns how to make that. He has a platus that comes from the Muna, like a Jibokun trusted him, and he has a Muna in his ability to make the best decision in his situation. That's the chetz of the decision. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. You decided you're going back to Eretz Yisrael from America. You decided to do the right thing. How could you know is the right thing at the end of the life? Because Baruch Hu, I'm telling you, deal with the end of my life. There's plagues with this. Decisions, people don't have the ability to make decisions. Like I said before, a Rebbe could help you come to a decision, but the bigger decision is yours. You have to have the ability to make a decision. Once you get into that, again, sometimes you need outside information, but not the achrois. The achrois has to come from you. After achrois something, you need the first, the basic yishuv hadas, which comes from the basic level of b'tachin, knowing that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided things from you. And then, you have to make a certain decision based on what's a masa. How do you have confidence in the decision? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this decision with you. And obviously you have the ability to make the decision. You make the decision. A good decision is b'chepsa, a good decision. You're never going to go back. If you have a certain way you deal with corona, you send your kids back to cheder. It doesn't make a difference if there's going to be corona, but they're not going to be. You went through the right decision process. Nice. We have to make thousands of decisions. We don't know about it. We can't base it on the results afterwards. That's not what a good. No, we have to have a good decision process. The etzim, and once we have that, that's the cheftza, achlota that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Now it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Yashlech Hashem Yehovah. He's the nice speaking about a year of pachat. Matzavim asfeches, matzavim atzoro. This is lo yatoi modi. Kiatoi modi includes the ability to make a decision. If we're to make a certain decision, it's all part of the ego, kiatoi modi.